Hi, my name is April Vigar, and I'm the farm manager and researcher for the student farm at Southern Illinois University. I'm here to talk about using student farms in horticulture curriculum. Okay, so in the last 20 years, student farms are becoming really much more common in the universities. Part of this is students wanting to start student farms for themselves, to get the experience of growing food, and also to kind of, they're interested in this whole local food movement, and also organic and sustainable practices. But also a lot of faculty is interested in teaching students about local food production. Because of this, a lot of universities are starting to form specializations, master's programs, PhDs programs. A lot of classes are being developed, and it's becoming a really big thing on campuses. So the top 300 leading universities and colleges in the U.S., about 82% now are doing some kind of local food purchasing. That's where they're growing either some food on campus or they're pulling it in from other farms around that area. A lot of them are beginning some kind of food waste program, composting. And then there are also about 29% with student farms and gardens. Okay, so why do we need student farms? What are students really getting out of this? How is it benefiting student horticulture programs? A lot of students nowadays don't really have the hands-on food knowledge of growing food that people maybe had about 40, 50 years ago. There aren't as many farm families around nowadays. So there's kind of a gap that I think that people are feeling, that they're really, we're losing a little bit of our food growing knowledge. We're not really passing this down enough. So in order for agriculture to be really sustainable, it's not just about the methods and growing bigger crops faster, but it's also about handing down that knowledge individually to people. So if something happened, you know, we do have land all around us we could utilize for food production. But we just need those skills to be in people. For us, it really supplements the classroom teaching. We've really noticed that there's a great synergism between having students in the classroom and having students in the field. Whether we're attracting the more serious students out to the field, or you know, the classes are, you know, they're learning a lot more from the field that they're bringing into the classroom and asking better questions, they're more engaged, and we're just finding that this is a really good thing for the students. And it also gives them a sense of belonging. When you go to college, it's not just about getting, you know, your knowledge and getting your degree, but it's also about kind of finding your niche, finding your group, and this helps to attract students but also retain them as well. So some of the main student models that we've been seeing, there's either a student-led model where it's just a small student group that is starting with a couple of little garden beds or something. Maybe they sell a little bit of produce on campus or donate it to a food bank. There's some models where you have more faculty involvement, so there's more of a structure there that persists year to year. Then you can do more things, like maybe do a CSA or sell to dining services. And then when you could have also a farm manager position, and this is when you really start to have to look at where your funds are going to come from. To have a paid manager who's there year after year, you have student workers who are paid as well, have some positions for that. And then you can start selling to dining halls, because the dining halls are going to need large quantity, uniform produce. CSAs, you need a consistent supply of produce, and so you probably need a farm manager. So here's just kind of an example of a couple of pictures here. This is a student club called Logic, and they help bring volunteers out to our farm to do really big projects that we can never get to fully done on our own. And also, these pictures were taken by a student in journalism, in media. And he took these pictures, he made a video of the farm, he writes newspaper articles in the school newspaper. So, and these students are actually from the geography department. So you can see that the student farm is not just for your horticulture department, but it's actually can bring in students from many different places as well. Just really quick, in 2012 is when we got started. We did get started with a nice green fee grant on campus. And this is kind of our beginning crew here. We started with just a graduate student, which was me, and a couple of other people. And now it's turned about, you know, after about 4 years, 3 years later, I'm the full-time farm manager. We have 3 to 4 paid students, 5 to 7 work experience students who work out there for class credit. We have volunteers. We have classrooms come out and do lab exercises. It's really grown. And it's grown from about 0.5 acre to 2.5 acres. Okay, so this is just quickly just some of the classes that are involved with the farm. What they do is that either they can come out for a farm tour and do a little bit of work for us, or you can, some of the classes have labs, and they'll send out 20, 25 students to go and help plant all the potatoes or something like that. And then we're done in 2 hours. Okay. Usually students begin with the farm having a work experience class. So they come in and kind of intern a little bit. We see if there's an opening for them, if they work out well, and if they want the position, they can usually lead on to a paid position. In the beginning, our farm plan was mostly put together by me, and I would kind of dictate a little bit, and now I'm beginning to realize I have to pull back and give the students more room to make decisions about what's going on in the farm. If they have an extra cheese and raspberries and I don't, then guess what? You get to think of the raspberries this semester. So that's, I think, is working out very well. Okay, so I'm going to get into just a little bit of the finances, because that's always kind of the bottom line that people want to know, how much does this really cost? So the farm budget has been consistently over the last 3 years about $65,000. In the beginning, that was mostly taken care of by grants. We've been pulling up our production a lot more. For 1 acre, we were putting about $25,000 in produce sales, and now we're up to 2.5 acres. So we're hoping to get about $50,000 in produce sales. Of that, about half of that is from the dining services. The other 20% are from farmers markets and CSAs, and then we've just started kind of selling to a couple of local grocers and restaurants. So I don't know if you can see this very well, but you can see that big green part of the pie was from the Green Fund grant in the beginning. And you can see that that's been kind of shrinking over the years. We've gotten other grants from specialty crop grants, some other kind of research that we're doing on the farm. The market sales have been increasing. The kitchen sales have been staying kind of the same, but we're going to be increasing that a lot this year. And then you can see a little bit the light blue on the bottom. We have some CSA sales. So this was the first year we started a CSA, and it took us just a couple weeks to get 26 members, and we were totally full, and we have a waiting list. So this is a very popular thing that people want to do. And then we've also started getting some departmental funding as well. So in selling to the dining halls, which is, can be a really good source, can be a really good market on campus, they like things in bulk and they like it uniform. So, and then sometimes they do like some specialty products like those blue potatoes there. They really like the blue potatoes. So we'll plant for about 1,500 pounds to sometimes 2,000 pounds of potatoes for them. We'll harvest all at once, and they have coolers to store. So we harvest in July, and then they're able to use it during the fall semester. We do about 1,000 pounds of onions, about 1,000 pounds of winter squash. And then they told me they want me to grow baby kale mix because they cannot get a reliable source for this, and the students really want it in the dining halls. And they're paying way too much for it from U.S. Foods, and it shows up half rotten. So salad mixes, kale mixes, a lot of the university kitchens are not getting a very good source for this, and they want to buy it locally. Okay, other things, we sell at farmers markets, we sell on and off campus. We usually go to the smaller markets where they want vendors. We don't compete with the farmers in the more popular markets because we want to be fair to the farmers in the area. Okay, so just real quick, the benefits of this for the student farms: experiential learning, getting out there, getting your field experience. It's very different than just learning things from books. You kind of need to physically get a field sense of what it feels to grow things and how flexible you really have to be and how much you really have to read what's going on out there. Learning life skills. You don't just go to college to learn your basic, you know, take your classes, but you're also learning how to work within a team, you know, to build your work ethic, your perseverance. The farm utilizes a lot of critical thinking. You have to constantly figure out what you need to do if something goes wrong. Small farm management. A lot of students are interested in production. They have to look at the whole thing from planting to seeds to growing to harvesting and then marketing and then selling that product. So it's the whole line, and we have to look at the whole farm as a whole. Research opportunities. Some students come in thinking they want to do production, and then they get involved with the project, and they realize they really want to go into research. So that having both of them out there is very important. Okay, so for your horticulture programs, the benefits are that it really does attract students. It helps to retain students in your program. It gives you opportunities for field labs, for student research, for community outreach, campus collaboration between different departments, farm tours, harvest festivals. That really kind of is a fun thing to do, kind of a campus-wide activity, and also reaches out to the community. Producing fresh vegetables for the dining halls. This makes the horticulture and plant and soil science department look really good. It kind of puts your face out there and attracts students to some of your programs. And it helps to just connect to other departments on campus. So there's some pictures just from our Harvest Festival. We had over 100 people come, and it was far bigger than we even thought we would do. And we're really looking forward to doing it again this year. Community outwork, working with the schools in the area, bringing food into the Head Start programs to teach kids about nutrition. Also middle school and high school visits. Challenges. The balance between instruction and production. When you start really relying on the production for your funds, you really need to help students remember that you're out there to teach and not just use them as labor. So you have to really keep that balance, you know, and realize that they're not professional harvesters, they're not professional farmhands, but they're there to learn. So you're always going to need some kind of funding outside of production. The role of the farm, so funding is another thing, it's just finding funding. You can, you know, if you've got your markets in place, you can really go ahead and, you know, get some of your money from that, but you will need other kind of money to help this go. Integrating the farm into the horticulture program, getting the other professors interested in bringing their classes out there and doing something with the farm. And just, you know, developing partnerships across campus. And finally, really keeping your farm goals manageable. So I'm just going to thank all of our past and current students and faculty and all the people who have been around since the beginning of the farm. Thank you.
Do you have time for a couple questions?
Yeah.
Do they offer their parents to have to sign kind of waiver of liability before they do the real work?
The students?
Yeah.
We take care of that. Yeah, mostly for the volunteers. If you're a student worker, I think that liability is already kind of assumed. I don't think they sign any paperwork. But for volunteers coming out to the farm, there usually is some paperwork. It's just like a waiver paper that they sign. Yeah?
I got like two questions. Is your food service at the university, is it a contracted service coming in? Are they university employees? And you're cleaning and stuff. You're talking about doing baby kale, lettuces and stuff like that. Now, are you cleaning that yourself?
We are.
Taking it to the kitchen?
We're doing a little bit of both. The dining hall, it's a large dining hall. They do get U.S. food, brings in a lot of their produce, and then they buy a lot of stuff from us. They have university employees who are working in the kitchens preparing that food. We do the preliminary washing of things before we bring them. So with baby kale, it makes for washing 3 times in the water, which has been proven to remove probably about 98% of the pathogens that might be there. And we're following all other best management practices in the field, although we're not really GAP certified right now. But when it gets to the kitchens, they don't just throw it out on the line. I mean, it has to go through and be washed one more time. Yeah?
Are you charging the dining hall wholesale prices? Do you undercut the wholesale?
The dining hall prices, that's a good question. I think we've actually been very lucky in that I've been able to get market prices for the produce that go to the kitchens. And actually for the baby kale mix, they are paying a little bit less. I think it was $5.50 a pound from U.S. Foods, and half of it was rotten, and then we do $4.50 a pound. But then we charge them more for salad mix. So, but we go over the prices, and they've been cool. They've been good with the prices. Yes, in the back? We do, we do have one market on campus. It's in front of the agriculture building, and that market is that farmer stand has been there for a long time before we started doing it. But we also do two markets off of campus, and a Wednesday night and a Saturday morning. But that's in a new emerging farmer's market, and we were actually asked to participate in that. Not yet, no. Because if your sales are under a certain amount, they don't require you to do it if you're selling it at a farmer's market. But we are looking into what we need to do to get GAP certification. And we do have another professor who's trying to go through and get a grant so that we can go make any changes that we need to be GAP certified.
That's all our time for questions.
Okay. You can I'll meet up with you in the back here.
Let's thank our speakers for this afternoon. Thank you.